exciting, isn't it? It's so exciting. Coming from the back forward are the blue sheet for today and the handout which I promised you from King, the reference, not King as in the king of some country, on the height equivalent to a theoretical transfer unit. Quiet, please. Height equivalent to a theoretical transfer unit and the height equivalent to a theoretical plate. So that's just some fun reading for you. I really want to go over here and...
Feelings... Oh, sorry.
But I'm going to restrain myself. 22. We had done all that example. We had gotten the height of the column, calculated it out, and then I had gone through Soyuz 3 concentrations down at the bottom. Your new mass balance I did not do, but that is carried over onto this sheet 23. There's this one point that I want to make, sort of backing up, and I guess I'll do that first, which is the log mean driving force. Okay? So let's start with this. We're doing adsorption or stripping columns, packed columns. We have fluid flowing, no equilibrium stages. We want transfer between the two phases, liquid and gas. And we had those assumptions, CEL, right? So this was constant flow rates. We don't have any more equilibrium stages. And this one, it can be linear equilibrium or not. For this particular case, for the simplest case, I'm going to just give you a quick equation you can use instead of having to do the integration. Okay, and that's what the log mean driving force. Have you done heat exchangers yet? No? We're doing it now. So have you done the log mean driving force for heat exchanger?
No.
Okay. Well, you will, and you'll enjoy it. So the log mean driving force, it's just, remember that integral that we had for the driving force, 1 over y minus y star? That's the driving force for absorption. Remember that? So this is just, if there are two straight lines, you can integrate that area very simply. I'll show you how. So the end result of this will be an equation, and I'll just take you through how we come up with that. We have a certain y in and a y out, and a linear equilibrium line. You then have a particular x in and x out. And if we're running a countercurrent system, the two points on the operating line will be here and here, and it will be straight if we have constant flow rate. So this is linear equilibrium and constant flow rate. No equilibrium stage. This is a packed column. So with those two assumptions, you come out with a system that looks like this. Now, what you normally have to do is then get these y's and these y stars, and that's your driving force, right? And do that equation. What equation is that? On top of 22, that integral, 1 over y minus y star dy. Okay, so I'm going to eliminate that now and just say, let's call this
delta. Okay? And let's just call, so that's just y minus y star, just delta. And we'll call this one over here, this y minus y star, delta n. And this one down here, delta out. Just by the y in, we'll call that delta n, and the y out, we'll call that delta out. So if you plot delta from, let's say, delta out, delta in, from y out, which is the low concentration, to y in, looks something like that, right? For what I've drawn there, approximately. Okay? It's a straight line. So this slope is equal to the change in delta with y, and that is constant. Okay. So now if I have my LC equation where I had g over, say, kgap integral from y out, y in, I can change this. Instead of 1 over y minus y star, I'll just put 1 over delta dy. And now I'll just convert variables so everything's in terms of delta. So this is from delta out, delta in, 1 over delta. Now I have to put in a conversion. This constant that we're going to multiply by is delta in minus delta out for y in minus y out. So I've got to convert from dy, I solve for dy, right? That's d delta over dy is equal to that quotient, right? So I just solve for dy and stick it in for dy. So I get out this y in minus y out over delta in minus delta out d delta. And now I integrate that. Still have this g over kgap out here. I integrate that, I get, pull out this y in minus y out over delta in minus delta out, because that's a constant. That integral is just the natural log of del in over del out. And now if I rearrange this is all getting to the equation. This is merely to help you understand where this equation came from. I do not expect you to re-derive this. You get down to LC is equal to G over KGAP or KYA times Y in minus Y out over y minus y star log mean, or del log mean, where y minus y star log mean is equal to del in minus del out over the natural log of del in over Del Al. This log meme thing, it's just that. It always has that form of take the difference of the two in the numerator, and then it's the log of the quotient of the two in the denominator. Natural log of the quotient of the two. Yes?
On your graph, I seen where you got delta from, how that was y minus y star. But is delta n, is that y n, just like the distance of y n to the equilibrium line?
Right. Delta n is y n minus y n star. It's just that y minus y star at that one end, and y minus y star at the other end. Is this okay? The whole point is that if you know y in and y out, and then you could find y in and y out star, that means you'll have delta in and delta out, and then you could just calculate the length. There is no, you know, graphing or integrating or anything like that. It's just a straightforward equation. The only thing weird that you have to worry about is if the two deltas are equal, then you get a zero up here and like a zero down here and the thing blows up. So if they're precisely equal, which is really an easy integral to do, you just have to realize that. So if you ever get it that it's zero, just realize it's a straight horizontal line and you just have to take either the dels and multiply it by the y, okay? So that's the only caveat for this. Caveat, that's a good word. That's an excellent word. Any other words you want to throw up here I can use? Caveat. Oh. There's no quid pro quo, that's for sure. I knew what that meant anyway. So, let's remember our example that we did, right? And we remember this. We got LC is equal to 12 point something feet, 12.5. Yeah, 12.5 feet. Let's do it and pretend that that equilibrium is linear when it really isn't. We'll just take the del y star one end minus the other end. So again, you can go back and redo this. I'll just put up the numbers here so you can check yourself when you have time to go over that. So it's just LC, then it's dot 40, which is G pound moles per hour over the 1.5 feet squared is the cross-sectional area, so that's now the G. Then we had the KYA down here, pound moles per hour per feet squared. And now we have to multiply by this thing, which is y in minus y out, so it's 0.07 minus 0.01 over that y minus y star log mean, which is, and I'll write it down, 0.07 minus 0.042 minus 0.01 minus 0 over the natural log of 0.07 minus 0.042 over 0.01 minus 0. And that gives 12.7 feet. So we went through all that graphing, that stuff. Hard to do. Here we just assume it was linear. Even though the equilibrium line curves, I drew it specifically curved in there, so it should be off a little bit. That's how much it's off. Okay? Questions about that? Seem okay?
How do you get the y and y star
in
this example?
You just go over here and
y in is like 0.01 and the y star is 0, and then for the input it's 0.7, and you go down, it's 0.042. You just go over and go down. Other questions? Did I answer your question? Is that okay? Okay. Everyone clear on that? Yes. Pound mole per hour per feet square. Feet cubed, isn't it? Or is it feet square? Feet cubed, right? Yeah, thank you. Okay, that was the assumption of linear equilibrium and constant flow rates. If we no longer have linear equilibrium, then we have to go back and graph that 1 over y minus y star, do the integral of that, to get that NOG, that number of theoretical transfer units based on overall gas phase resistance. And now what we're moving to is what if we don't have the constant flow rate, okay? So what we did is define those solute free flow rates. And I apologize, I should have started with that simple log mean driving force equation. But I kind of like to do it after using the first equation so you know where it's coming from and just plug in for the simplification. Now I'm going to do the more complicated one. So we have G is equal to GS over 1 minus Y, and L is equal to LS over 1 minus X. So our flow rates are now in terms of our solute free. And I think we went through and derived the concentrations. Capital Y was solute free and 1 minus, Y over 1 minus Y, and X was X over 1 minus X. Okay. And we came down with the fact that if you had a curve, now in units of X and capital Y, with the equilibrium data, plotted as capital X and capital Y. You can't do little x versus little y on that plot. You have to convert to capital X and capital Y. Okay? So if you do capital X and capital Y, plot the equilibrium data. Now if you do your operating line, the slope of that is going to equal LS
over GS. Okay. Yes. Doesn't matter. I drew a curve purposely to say that it can be linear or nonlinear. Because what you're going to do is get those y, now it's going to be capital Y and capital Y stars, and then convert them and plug them into the equation. And that's what I'm going to show you. Okay. Okay. Yes.
What again are LS and GS?
LS and GX are the solute-free streams. They're the streams of inert gas and inert liquid that are flowing in without the solute. Okay. So now we can just plot the op line, the operating line, and the equilibrium data on our capital X, capital Y plot. Find capital Y star and capital Y's. You then actually need to convert to the small Y star and the small Y. You plug into a new equation, which I will now give you. Okay. And don't forget this conversion. You can just rearrange that equation, and small y is equal to capital Y over 1 plus capital Y. And x is equal to capital X over 1 plus capital X. And what I handed out, what did I hand out?
What did I hand out?
I'll get it, I got it. I handed out. Now that problem redone with X, capital X, and capital Y. Okay? The op line's a little different. I use the other equilibrium line, the solid line now, not the dashed line. And I plot the op line for both A and B. Okay? Do a new mass balance. To cut to the chase, this is what I'm going to give you. For variable L over G, the new line is just now GS outside instead of G. GS instead of G. And you have an extra 1 minus Y squared in the denominator. Okay. You would think it would just be a 1 minus Y because that would just be replacing G straight away. But it's not. You have a squared in there, and I'll show you why. Okay. And you can see you just get slightly different results. New mass balance. We have a particular cut at Z, and Z plus delta Z. Coming out is G at Z plus delta Z. Going in is G at Z. Flow rate changes now. So I keep track of the different flow rate going in and going out of the stage. It's going to change. Concentration going in is Y at Z. This is Y at Z plus delta Z. The liquid side is going, I don't care. And this is the flux. Mass balance now, Y at Z, G at Z minus Y at Z plus delta Z, G at Z plus delta Z is equal to
flux of A times little a times delta z. That's the same thing as before. And now you take the limit, rearrange things, and the only difference you have, here we're going to plug in, just to be the same, Na is equal to kgp times y minus y star. The only difference now is when we do this difference, y at z plus delta z times g at z plus delta z minus y at z plus g at z divided by delta z. Before we had just dy dz. Now we have dyg dz. Because g is changing, you cannot pull it out of that derivative. This is exciting, isn't it? Guys, there's nothing like a good derivation on a Friday, right? Am I wrong? I'm wrong? Just thought it really loud and heard it. That happens to me a lot. There's a lot of things I don't mean to say out loud. KGAP y minus y star. Okay? So let me just put in what that derivative is. Because this is where that 1 minus y squared comes from. ddz of yg is ddz of ygs over 1 minus y, which, if you do the, what is it? The denominator times the derivative of the numerator minus the numerator times the derivative of the denominator all over the denominator squared. And I'll save you the time. Gs over 1 minus y squared dy dz. So that's what you got to plug in due to your extremely short attention span. I will now skip right to the end, unless there's popular demand otherwise, which I fear there is not going to be. That gives you just GS. You have that KGAP down here. You're still integrating from Y out to Y in. It's 1 over. You've got that Y minus Y star is still there. Dy, but you have this correction term, 1 minus y squared. It is not just replacing this with gs or its definition. It comes from the yg varying and then taking the derivative of that. Questions on that? Oh, yeah, it's this term, we're taking the derivative of it. That's where we get that 1 minus y squared in the denominator. It's not just, the equation we had before was this and this. So it's not just saying, oh, g is equal to gs over 1 minus y. Let me just stick that in there. You can't do that. Okay. Any other questions? So, if I go back to the example, and I do the conversions now, x in was 0,
So that's 0 over 1 minus 0, which is 0. Yn was 0.07. Now I convert it. That's 1 over, sorry, 0.07 over 1 minus 0.07.
For the lecture to translate, it's going to be all letters and numbers. Sorry about that.
0.075. Which reminds me of that time I was out on Route 75 and I was driving along. Oh, sorry. Trying to get in there, non technical stuff. 1 minus 0.1.
What do you notice about low concentrations of Y?
How does Y compare to capital Y when the concentration is low? I'm sorry, what did you say?
I say Y is approximately equal to capital Y.
Yes. They're about the same. Once you can start getting up above 0.05, it starts changing, and up above 0.1, is really concentrated, okay? So typically, the dilute, quote unquote, is less than about 0.05 to 0.1. Why don't I give you an exact number? I can't. If it's below 0.05, almost always you get the same answer whether you assume dilute or concentrated. Between 0.05 and 0.1, it's usually off a little bit. Above 0.1, it's usually, you know, significantly off, 5 or 10%. So now you can see on this new graph, instead of plotting y in at 0.07, I plotted at 0.075. Exciting, huh? Fascinating. The minimum flow rate, which is part A, you can calculate out the slope. Remember, it's LS min over GS now. It is not L over G. These will errors that, if you're paying attention, you will remember this on the exam. Sorry, didn't mean to peg you there. If you don't convert back, it will be the incorrect answer. This slope, if you draw it out, is 0.78. You then have to get GS, which you don't have, which is 1 minus YN, GN, which is 24.8 pound moles per hour per feet squared. And then you know that LS min is equal to 0.78 times GS, which is 19.3 pound moles per hour per feet squared. Which, did I convert back? I did not, and I should have, and I don't have a calculator. But you have to convert back, that's L is equal to LS over 1 minus X. So you have to convert back the 19.3 divided by 1 minus X. What is the X in? Oh, it's 0. Right? So we're okay. Questions?
LS
Sorry, someone, yeah, sorry.
Is L supposed to be almost RPQ?
No. For cross-sectional areas, it's like a velocity. Like, this is the weird unit that I always forget. How moles per hour per feet squared. It was that KYA that had the Q. Other questions? Other questions?
Just like the Y's are similar for that loop solution, it's designed for LS to come.
Yes. Y's or X's are similar to the loop solution. Same thing. This was zero, so it doesn't matter. It was all solute free coming in. Right? So pure water coming in, so that's solute free. Quiet, please. If you go through and then do part B, if you plug in all, you have to find your Y, capital Y's and capital Y stars. Convert them to small Y's and small Y stars. You cannot not convert. You will get the wrong answer. You convert them, and then you go forward and sum the integral. You should get LC equals 12.8 feet. I will spare you the details, but if you have questions, you can always ask your humble and proficient and people to go over the details. And I also have Hog was now different. I define Hog as GS over KYA. It's that constant out front, and I had 3.44 feet. Question, yes?
Is this equation L equals LS over 1 minus X cubed, or is it capital X or small X? I know it doesn't matter for this case, but...
Well, if I want L in, then I use X in. Which is what I was looking for. Okay. So if that helps, yeah. I just write it down in general terms.
But does it matter if that's a small X or a capital X? I mean, I know it doesn't matter.
That has got to be the small X. There is so much talking going on. But I will remain calm. I will not scream. I'll not pick on anybody unless I really get upset, and then I will. Any questions on that? We've done now packed column. We had these assumptions. Constant flow rates, equilibrium stages, linear equilibrium. No longer have equilibrium stages. We did a simplification for linear equilibrium. We then did the simplest case for nonlinear equilibrium. Then we went forward. What happens if the flow rates aren't constants? These flow rates are changing because the solute is absorbing. 10% almost of the solute might absorb to the length of that column. That's going to be a big change to the flow rates. Turns out it doesn't affect our design very much because we come out with 12.8 feet versus 12.5. And actually, that is wrong. This is an example of, and it's in books, it's an example of a little bit of knowledge is dangerous. Because what you should also do is this concentrated stream, if we're taking into account these high concentrations of solute, will actually do something which is called diffusion-induced convection. You did not cover this probably yet in mass transfer. So, we will cover it here. It will be so much fun that you won't want me to stop in like 6 or 7 minutes. You'll want me to go on because it will be just riveting. Right? And you won't want to go to Eaton Mass Transfer because we're doing mass transfer here.
So what's the point? All right, so there's that heat thing, so I guess you can go on.
Oh, what to teach you in this section? What to do? Let me do it this way. You will never stand for this derivation, I know it. Not today. Weather's too nice. So I'm going to cut to the chase, and I might come back and fill in some details on Monday. Monday, which is going to be like probably dreary and rainy, and you'll all be depressed if the weekend is over, so you'll have no other thoughts on your mind but, you know, depression in this class. So I naturally make it kind of low-key. So, we have LC. I gave you the first equation, which was G over KGAP, integral from Y out to Y in, 1 over Y minus Y star dy, correct? This was for dilute solutions. If the flow rates are not constant, that's what we just did. So that's LC is equal to, now we have to put a GS up there. KGAP, integral from Y out, Y in, 1 over, now we have that 1 minus Y squared term, Y minus Y star, dy, right? That's only part right because you have to include diffusion-induced... when my voice cracks, will you write that down in sort of like an accent on my syllables? diffusion-induced... convection. This derivation usually takes a couple days. Complete explanation, even when I teach graduate heat mass transfer, takes a while for people to pick up, so I'm going to do it in like 1.5 minutes right now, verbally. You ready? Okay. So, heat. If it's really hot and really cold over here, heat goes that way, right? More heat goes, it doesn't push anything, right? It's not a mass, right? So if I have like a mass here, a concentration, high concentration, low concentration, if it's dilute, those molecules just kind of diffuse over. If I have a huge concentrated stuff here, low concentration here, now there's going to be a lot of stuff moving. If there's mass moving, is that diffusion or convection? I don't know, right? It's kind of diffusion because it's moving by diffusion, but the diffusion itself causes some convection of mass. And if you were standing here, if there were molecules here, they keep getting hit on this side by that concentrated stream. So they might push or sweep along some other molecules. That is diffusion-induced convection. Only happens in very concentrated systems. What's my time? Did I get my time? Is that under a minute? It's about a minute and a half. Okay. So what we accounted for was in the column these changing flow rates, but we never accounted for this sweeping of those molecules along. If we do that, what you have to do is go back in and correct the mass transfer coefficient to include not only diffusion through that film layer, but some convection through that film layer, which you can calculate based on the diffusion. If you do that, the only thing that changes in this equation is you have LC. We're using GS now because we're in concentrated regime. KGAP integral Y out, Y in. On the bottom, we have Y minus Y star dy. We have a correction, 1 minus Y squared for the non-constant flow rate. And on top, we have an annoying term, 1 minus Y star M, which accounts for that diffusion-induced convection. And that, what did I call it? 1 minus Y star M is, it's like a log mean driving force kind of thing. It's 1 minus Y star minus 1 minus y over ln of 1 minus y star over 1 minus y. And I like to write it like this. You can also just simplify the top, which turns out to be y minus y star, and then put that over ln of 1 minus y star over 1 minus y. But to me, I can't remember where it comes from. Whereas if I just remember it's a log mean thing with a star in there, then I can remember how to write that down. So what I'll do is, depending on how I feel on Monday, go into a little bit more detail on that term. This is actually what you'll find in your book, but it won't look like this. I'm trying to get to where the book is. And I'm trying to make that comparison. Okay? Is that a question or a thank goodness we're done back there? Yes. Quiet, please. Yes. Yes. Yeah, we have the dilute solution equation. We have this equation, which we probably shouldn't use. Unless there's a reason, like it's too complicated to do the full equation. And we have the full equation. Okay? This is the one that we're going to focus on. Have a good weekend. Have a tremendous, superior, jejun, prosaic. I don't know what I'm talking about weekend.